It's Monday, August 8th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, the 11 appointed members of the Jail District Public Outreach Committee met for the first time Friday with a daunting task ahead of them. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some local history. Did you know that M. Henea Sanchez is a Mexican-American artist, photographer, and educator from Douglas? She co-founded the nonprofit arts organization Border Arts Corridor. Raised in Douglas and Agua Prieta, she received her master's degree in fine arts from ASU and has taught photography at Cochise County and graphic design. Her work has been exhibited in the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art and the University of Arizona Museum of Art. Today's story is brought to you by Benson Hospital. They're doing more than treating illnesses in Benson, they're building a healthier community. Benson Hospital is now collaborating with the Diaper Bank of Southern Arizona to provide diaper assistance to families in need. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story. The 11 appointed members of the Jail District Public Outreach Committee met for the first time Friday, with a daunting task ahead of them. Cochise County's jail is old and outdated. In order to house prisoners safely and protect staff, Sheriff Mark Danels and Jail Commander Kenny Bradshaw have turned to the County Board of Supervisors to move the project forward. Supervisors Anne English, Peggy Judd, and Tom Crosby are in favor of the project, though Crosby has said he prefers to leave it up to the voters. State Representative Gail Griffin has already secured $100 million to go toward the new jail project, which at full build-out will include courts, probation, and county attorney offices. Those facilities are also aging. The courthouse is 91 years old, and the county has spent large sums to upgrade and maintain them. The county will have to come up with additional money, estimated at $10 million or more. It means the voters will decide whether or not to approve a measure to pay the additional sum through a bond issuance or some form of tax with a 25-year sunset clause. The committee is made up of former law enforcement officers, a retired nurse, a community information officer, a retired superior court judge, a real estate appraiser, retired military member, city council members, and a few others. County Administrator Richard Korwaska said the goals are simple. Gauge the will of the public to see if the jail district has enough support to pursue funding options and make their recommendation to the supervisors. The recommendation can be either full steam ahead on a new jail and justice center project, or just do what can be done to upgrade the existing facility. However, the medium security jail was built to house 160 prisoners, but now houses 250 to 270 prisoners, which includes women and juveniles. The supervisors may adopt a resolution after a public hearing where people can say whether they are in favor of or against establishing the jail district. Then, after the hearing, the supervisors will determine if the jail district serves the needs of public interest, convenience, and necessity. The supervisors are expecting to make a decision on the jail district in October, but any action will depend on the JDC's recommendation. If it is a go, there will be a special election next year in May for the voters to decide yes or no. Korwaska told the JDC there would be 6 or 7 meetings every other week through October 21st. Members can attend the meetings in person or virtually, as can the public. The committee members were informed of open meeting law and how important it is to refrain from speaking to, emailing, or texting one another unofficially and out of the public eye. He also cautioned them about straying from the publicly posted agenda items. To read more on this story, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, the University of Arizona is researching information that tree stems can contribute 50% of the total methane emissions. John Brown of Cronkite News has more on the story.
Nestled in a farming oasis outside Tucson lays the University of Arizona Biosphere Building. Dr. Joost van Haren, the interim director of rainforest research, conducts his research on ecosystem responses to climate change, such as methane emissions.
About 15 years ago, for the first time, people figured out that trees can emit methane from their stems.
According to the academic journal, The Conversation, trees account for about 50% of methane emissions.
Van Haren's goal is to work with students like Connor Benson to develop and understand tree methane emissions in forest.
It's going to be utilized to gain better knowledge on how the rainforest is affecting our climate.
For the students and staff, funding is crucial to connect their work to combat climate change and greenhouse gas emissions.
And on our website, we have a 360 guide to the biosphere that goes in depth with all this good video that we have here. Take a look at these info guides that we have that gives you specific information into our trip to the biosphere. And again, more information is on our website. In the newsroom, John Brown, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, an event that you should know about. Tomorrow, head over to the Sierra Vista Public Library at 1 p.m. for a talk from archaeologist Alan Dart. He'll be educating us about ancient Native American petroglyph symbols and rock painting pictographs and how they've changed and evolved through time. He'll also help us understand how different groups have interpreted these symbols and what they may really mean. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Colonel Ivan Henry Howitz, Jr. of Prattville, Alabama. Colonel Howitz was a patriot devoted to his country, family, and faith. Born in 1933 at Fort Benning, he spent his early years as an Army brat, moving from post to post with his family. He graduated from Fort Knox High School in Kentucky, enlisted as a private in the U.S. Army in 1951, and was assigned to the 14th Armored Cavalry Regiment in Germany. Following this tour of duty, he was selected to attend Officer Candidate School and was commissioned as an armor officer, and at the time he was the youngest second lieutenant in the Army. In 1961, he was stationed in Monterey, California, where he met and married his wife, Carol, who sadly passed away in 1986. Typical of an Army family of the time, the Howitz family was stationed in a number of places, including Turkey, West Germany, the Pentagon, Fort Knox, Fort Leavenworth, and Fort Huachuca. In 1969, he commanded the 3rd Squadron, 14th Armored Cavalry Regiment in Bad Hersfeld, West Germany. He retired in 1982 as a full colonel and post-garrison commander of Fort Huachuca. Colonel Howitz was a disabled Vietnam veteran and a recipient of the Combat Infantryman's Badge, 3 Legion of Merit Medals, the Bronze Star Medal, the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry Medal, and the Parachutist Badge. Following his retirement from active duty, he married Claudia in 1988, and they continued to serve the nation as civilians. He served as an ammunition plant manager, as a contractor supporting his beloved Army troopers in places like Turkey, Diego Garcia, Kuwait, and Iraq. Him and Claudia finally settled down in Prattville in the mid-2000s and enjoyed their much-deserved retirement ever since. Together, they loved and raised dachshunds, and especially loved their schnauzers, Sonia and Shatzi. He is survived by his wife, 2 sons, 2 stepsons, 1 stepdaughter, 4 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Colonel Howitz's life of service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Tuesday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.